Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am continuing. Well, you know what? We're starting to get close to that November 6th date, so that means I gave you a little break, and we're going to get back into political season. Not a lot, but we're going to have a few guests, and I am going to have a special guest join us today. David Hood, longtime resident, longtime practitioner. So welcome, David, to the program.
It's great to be here, David.
I'm so glad you're here. I've known you for a long time. We've never gotten a chance to spend a lot of time, so this will be great. I get to spend 25 minutes with the powerful and well-respected David Hood.
You're very kind, and I look forward to talking to you.
Outstanding. So, you are running for state representative. So, that's a House seat, and you're District 25.
That's correct.
All right, and so people will look for you on the November 6th ballot. I suspect we'll have a decent turnout because it's an election, so that's a good thing. And you are running against, you have an opponent in the November 6th election, but you did not have an opponent in the primary.
That's correct. I had no. I'm a Republican. There was no Republican that ran against me.
That's interesting.
All the Republicans agreed to work together. Maureen France, who's a first-class human being, she was running and she withdrew so she could help me win the race.
Outstanding. That's quite a compliment. So you're on the ballot. And so the question that, of course, my listeners want me to ask you is, and I ask this of every politician or person running for office, and I know you're not a career politician, although I don't know that that's necessarily a bad thing, somebody that dedicates their life to public service, but your background, you've been an attorney since, what is this, 1905, is that right?
1978. Okay. Feels like 1905, but no, 1978.
You've been doing it a long time, which is fantastic, but so what drove you? Why now? Why run? Why serve at the state house?
We've got to quit kicking the can down the road. We've got too many fundamental issues in this state that we have got to stop kicking the can down the road. And I believe that if I use the same concepts that we used when I was mayor of city of Ormond Beach, if we just use those on the state level, we can free up a lot of capital, a lot of money that we can then invest in bringing high quality manufacturing jobs to the community. We'll have extra money to invest in the needs of people who are disadvantaged and need help. And then we can get back some of this money and make it a state that you want to come and work, live, and retire. And that's important that we get our financial house in order now, because if we don't deal with it now, the crisis becomes so much bigger next 2, 3, 4, 5 years.
I think that sums it up. I mean, we really can't afford to take chances with our economy. You know, everybody in the entire country has been told very clearly, jobs are it. Jobs are the key. And of course, you've got to make it a healthy environment. And cities and states all across our country are vying for those businesses.
Yes.
And you've got to make it attractive for them to say, hey, you know what? I think I want to move my business to Florida, or I want to keep it in Florida, because other folks say, hey, our friends in Georgia, hey, come on up a little bit. Our summers aren't quite so hot and the winter's okay. We've got a nice tax structure. Come on up.
Well, you've got to remember, the last 15 years, state government spending went up 117% when population went up 25% and inflation only went up 27%. Ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the day, you and I got to live on a budget. I don't know anybody in the world that gets away other than government without living on a budget. And Thomas Jefferson always said that the public should obtain their services by the market, because when you have competition, you get the best quality at the best price. And that's all I'm doing, is what Thomas Jefferson said, is I'm putting competition in every aspect of the government, because then when I take money as a public servant and an elected official, I can look at the citizen and say, every dollar you've given us is being spent the right way.
Well, and I think that's what, you know, this should be the age of accountability. You know, maybe we need to send a bunch of CPAs to Washington.
Oh, God knows.
Yeah, we need an age of accountability, because I think people, you know what, even people that don't like paying taxes, and of course, I've never met anybody that likes paying taxes, but they'd like you to pay more, but they don't want to pay a lot themselves. And so everybody wants, if they're going to pay tax, they just want to know it's well spent.
I find that everybody in the world is more than happy. What made America great? Was it the government? No. It's Americans, because Americans are compassionate, they're hardworking, they're industrious, they're inventive. It's American people that made this the greatest country in the history of civilization.
Not government.
So we need to quit relying on the government and realize government is necessary for a lot of things. But the one thing it's not necessary for is to have personal accountability. And we all need, I mean, I'll give you the best example I can remember.
Well, hold on. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back with it, your example. David Hood's in the house and the website, which is very clever, hoodforhouse.com, hoodforhouse.com. Check it out. All the good information, your resume, your background, your platform, all that's there. We're going to take a short break, come back, and David's going to share more with us about why he's running and some specific things he'd like to see accomplished. Stay right there.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back. David Hood is here. He is running for State House Representative, District 25. He will be on the November 6th ballot, and you're going to vote because it's an important election. A lot of reasons, including District 25. Hoodforhouse.com. And so we're talking before the break about your platform, and you've got to give me a specific example of something that you want to get into.
Well, one of the examples is we got to quit relying on government to do everything. And when I first was elected mayor, there was a real need in the city of Ormond Beach for a park for little kids. Some of us old guys can remember the old sliding boards that were all metal and the swings, and kids were burning up. And there was
nothing.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about that.
Unfortunately, I do. But there was a group of ladies that were concerned and felt like we did not have a park for young kids to play in, and they wanted the city to build it. And I felt like it was a very big need in the community, and that if you go to the community and you have a good need, people will step up. And you know what? The community paid for the entire park. They built the entire park, and the city government paid nothing. If you go over to the Magic Kingdom Park over at Nova Road in Ormond Beach, that park was built by the community, the government.
Well, my kids have been running around there, so I know all about it now. That's like herding cats once they get in there. So efficiency in government, that's a big thing, and being prudent. And part of what I find interesting about your platform, David, is that you want to see more government bidding and more competition. Do we not have a lot of that now?
No, because when I was elected mayor, all we did is we simply competitively bid every function of government.
Okay, that's at the local city level.
Right, so why can't it happen at the state level?
So it's not happening now at the state level.
Correct, and what I want to do is use the same principle and make sure everybody understands what I'm saying. It's not a question that government employees are worse employees than private sector employees. It's the system that's wrong. And all we did was when we started competitively bidding janitorial work, lawn care, water and wastewater, garbage collection. What most people don't remember in Ormond Beach, it was the public sector, the government workers started winning all the bids after the first couple didn't go their way.
That?
And guess what? Those fine people figured out ways to do their job better because they were rewarded for doing their job better, quicker, faster, more cost efficient. And we saved that money that we saved, and we invested in fixing all the drainage problems in the city of Ormond Beach. We fixed the street problems. We didn't have to raise taxes. We never raised taxes one time, and we never borrowed a dime to do all the projects that we had been putting away for the last 15, 20 years before I got elected.
Well, we've had, let's see, is it three mayors since you were?
Sure, you had Carl Persis was great. Yeah. Fred Costello was great.
And then Ed Kelly. And Ed Kelly says he's just got a big easy button in his office because of all the previous work of the mayors that were there before him.
No, and Ed's being shy about that because when I did all these things, it wasn't me. I had Ed Kelly and Dolph Veach, and it was a 3-2 vote most of those times. Ed Kelly deserves a great deal of credit because he stood right there and took the big heat that all of us took.
So we can take this kind of competitive bidding, and I like the way you put it, David, because a government worker is just as capable as a private sector worker, but you've got to create a proper environment for them to operate. And we all have heard stories. All of our listeners have heard stories where you see, the folks, the public sector, they're on the side of the road or they're supposed to be working, and you go by and you count the number they're standing around not working. And, we all go, there's my taxpayer money. So I think if we can create the proper system, and you're thinking about really bringing it to the state level, we could save some serious money and either return it in the form of tax reduction or spend it other things that we can do to improve our state.
We need to invest in infrastructure so that we bring higher. I'm a South Carolina kid. At the end of the day, can you explain to me why South Carolina has Michelin, Bridgestone, Honda, Boeing, BMW plants, and the great state of Florida, which we all love to live in and retire in, How is it that we can't bring that kind of manufacturing and high-paying jobs to the state? That's a travesty. It needs to stop. It needs to be fixed. And we can use, instead of using more tax money and increasing taxes, we need to go the opposite direction. Use the money that we save by competitively bidding services and bringing quality manufacturing jobs to the state of Florida.
There you
have
it. I've
got a game plan.
That sounds like a game plan. David Hood, running for state representative, District 25, the State House, hoodforhouse.com. Take a quick break. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And we're back. Time's going fast. David Hood's in the studio with us. We're covering a lot of ground here. He's running for state representative, District 25, hoodforhouse.com. And the other thing, you know, we talked about taxes before the break, David, and also creating a competitive environment for the state workers and also getting the job done as economically as possible for the taxpayer. The other side of that, which frustrates a lot of business owners and or trying to get those businesses into our state, is the regulatory red tape. So talk to me a little bit about what we can do and maybe some of your experience at the city, how we can make that part more efficient.
I believe every rule and regulation should have what we call a sunset clause. Because a lot of times people will pass law, pass rules, and it's to deal with a particular problem. 3-4 years down the road, that problem no longer is an issue, and you don't need to keep having these rules and regs, or we forget why we have the rule or regulation. So one thing I want to do is sunset all the rules, regulations, those kind of things. What we did in Ormond, for instance, we had like 13 layers between the city manager and the actual person doing the work.
13 layers.
Wow. And thanks to the fine leadership of the city manager and Ed Kelly and myself, we cut that down to 5. So you know what? It got a whole lot more efficient. Things got more responsive to the citizen. And I'm a big believer the smaller the government, the more effective. And the closer the government is to the people, the more responsive that government is. And so we got rid of that. We used to have, if you wanted to get a permit on real estate, it had to go through like 9 different committees. And when you looked at that issue, there, if we really wanted the end result to be better, we cut it down to 3. And those are the kind of things. What happens, I think, is natural human nature. You start adding layers.
Yeah.
And you forget why you have that layer.
The system takes on its own life.
And every time somebody's got to go through 8 layers, the end user is the one that gets hurt, because every time that person has to add another cost, another lawyer, you shouldn't have to lawyer up to do business with government. And when you do all those things, it increases the cost to the actual person who gets the product or the service. Need to stop that.
Amen. When you go beyond 3 steps or something, I've done reading on this. Once you go beyond 3, the complexity just explodes.
And then you got to lawyer up.
We don't want to have to lawyer up.
The worst thing we can be doing in this country is having a lawyer up.
Well, and I think people just want things to be simple and straightforward. And I like that part of your message. The other aspect is, again, if you can facilitate the ease of doing business, then you can have people attracted to Florida. Where else do you have oak trees and palm trees? I mean, I love it.
Where else can you play golf or tennis every day of the year unless it rains?
So we have to take advantage of that resource, but we've got to have people being willing to come.
And you and I both know I love it living here. I raised my family here. You can't help but love Florida. But if you don't make it easy to enjoy and live and you don't make it affordable, you're never going to have what we need.
No, you won't. Well, speaking of having what we need, you know, of course, if we have some savings from any of this, all these efforts, and I'm sure you're hoping to have colleagues in the State House that will go along with a lot of your ideas, which I'm sure they will. The question is, can we pass along those savings to redirect that? Of course, we could reduce taxes, but also try to address areas where maybe there's some shortfall in funding, like in the classroom.
Clearly, we need education is the number one priority of any civilization. And I've always felt one thing we do with education, if we really think it's a priority, then we ought to pay teachers that show that we think it's a priority. I believe we must have accountability in exchange for paying that.
So pay for merit.
Pay for merit. But at A teacher's got one of the greatest jobs, the most important job our country and our state should have. So we should show that by paying them that. But we also need to have accountability right. when you do that. And stupid things like, why do we have to have a new design and a new engineer every time we build an elementary school in the state? Why don't we build the same plan every time? And from having clients that build nursing homes, you'll find that you save a lot more money and we use that money to pay teachers more. I've got a game plan.
That makes sense to me. Why can't we make that simple? And because the argument or one of the questions is when we start, you know, looking at, oh, we need to raise taxes to put more money in the school system. Well, no, maybe we need to be more efficient with government or the existing taxes we've already got or that we're getting. Don't put more on the resident or the business coming to Florida. Use the dollars you have more wisely, because one of the questions that a lot of people have is, do you really need more dollars or you just need to spend them more wisely?
Well, I mean, out of 20 industrialized nations, we spend more per capita on education than the 20 industrialized nations, yet we're ranked 18th on achievement. So if the issue is we need more money, then that would belie that, just the fact of that data. So I'm not convinced that's it. But on the flip side, I do believe we need to say, okay, teaching is a very honorable, very important, very critical position in our country and needs to be paid just the same as we pay other important quality positions.
Amen. My whole family, they're all teachers. And okay. So I'm a big believer. I'm a product of the public school system. I believe in it strongly, but we've got to do things to make it better. And it's not just more money.
Agreed.
All right. Well, we're going to agree to take a quick break. David Hood's in the studio with us. David Hood running for State Representative, District 25, hoodforhouse.com. We're going to come back and talk about a very important issue I know that's on your mind, David, and that's Medicaid. So we'll be right back after this break.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week, I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have David Hood in the studio with us. He's running for State Representative, District 25. That's the State House. So it's hoodforhouse.com. He likes that. He's winking at me when I'm doing it. I love that. That's a great website. All right. So the thing before the break I mentioned, David, which I think people would be very surprised to know, Medicaid. This is a state-administered, but basically a federal mandate.
True.
And it's a big, big number. Tell our listeners.
The state budget is $70 billion. Medicaid alone is $20 billion. 29% of the total state budget. And the problem with that is it's increasing at double digits every
sure
year. So if we don't deal with Medicaid, it'll crowd out all the other big issues such as education and transportation and corrections and all the other things that we must have as a society to function.
Well, the reality, and this is both a blessing and a curse, is that we'd like to get all the manufacturing, we'd like to get all the businesses, we'd like to get all of that. Let's get Michelin to come to Florida. We'd love that. But the reality is we get a lot of people that come and retire in Florida. And so they tend to be the ones that need to get Medicaid services for long-term care. Now, of course, Medicaid does other stuff as well, but you have that natural flow of people into our state. So yeah, we got to deal with it, because if you don't, I mean, and as you well know, having been an attorney for as long as you have, you know that there are attorneys that and folks that will work on getting people to qualify for Medicaid, even when they have gobs of money.
That's a huge industry. And when you find out how much those people charge for that, you get what it is.
So something's got to be done to shore that up. It's supposed to be a safety net, right?
Supposed to be a safety net so that nobody in this country doesn't get at least basic health care.
But if we make it available to everybody, or we don't find ways to make it more efficient, it'll be available for no one.
Agreed. It's a situation where if we don't get a grip and quit kicking the can down the road, we need to deal with Medicaid, because it's at the current growth rate, it's going to crowd out every other expense that we need to deal with in this society.
I mean, $70 billion, that's a lot of money. That's a big budget. I mean, there are countries that would like to have that budget, right?
That's right. But we're spending $20 billion of it alone on simply Medicaid.
Well, I know this is an issue. Has anybody worked on any legislation that you think that might be taken up by the House this next term? If you get elected, will you be able to work on it?
I absolutely intend to work on it, because there's a whole lot of ideas, such as how do we do managed care in a more efficient way? I believe that one of the rules we're going to have to look at harder concept is personal accountability. If you, one of the reasons that Medicaid's so expensive is a lot of people who have Medicaid don't go to the preventive medicine, and so we end up paying big money because they go through the emergency room instead of to their family doctor. If you don't comply with the rules, there's a part of me that says, all right, you've got an obligation and accountability to comply with the rules so that the rest of us don't spend as much money on Medicaid unnecessarily. So there's all kind of personal accountability, managed care, dealing with how we handle medication in the state of Florida, and how you, you know, what kind of management functions you can do to get better medication.
The preventive care, I mean, we all know that if somebody will go through that route, you know, the costs are pennies on the dollar compared to waiting until you are knocking on death's door, sorry to say, and have to go to the emergency room, or you feel like you can just go to the emergency room whenever you decide, and that's your primary care physician, and it can't be that way. The cost, as you know, the cost for a hospital to staff that emergency care operation and the insurances and all the intensity of what goes on in that environment, the costs are crazy.
And everybody's accountable. Part of what we need to do in this country is go back to where we're all accountable for our behavior and the consequences from those behaviors.
Well, then you need to figure out a way to tell the media to stop telling everybody that they're entitled to everything on the planet. Because that's part of what we face, is that everybody's been told for I don't know how many years, probably decades now, that you're entitled to everything. And the reality is we're not. Now, I'm not entitled to a new 80-inch screen television going on my wall. I'm not entitled to that. I got to earn the money to pay for it.
I know your father, my father, they worked for every dime they got. They earned everything they got. And somewhere in the last 25 years, we lost track of you're entitled to what you get from your own energy, your own hard work, your own intellect, and that we need to respect. That's what made this country great.
There you are. Well, then the voters are entitled to vote, thankfully. And so the voting is November 6th, State House Representative, District 25. David Hood is running. Hoodforhouse.com. David, that's all the time we have. Thanks for being on the program.
Thanks for inviting me. Enjoyed it.
All right. David Hood, ladies and gentlemen.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.